You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It is 7.5 minutes past the hour. How about it? Merry Christmas. Day two of 12 working days of Christmas. Another gift is going to be given out. The act of Congress will once again bring us into the Christmas spirit. The elite grade eight will come in, and they will enjoy the show today right here live in studio. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess and Helmsy have given you a kickoff hour. Eddie Van Adler joins the team. He's got all of his YouTube options ready to go. Blazing Silverman supporting TCU. He thinks they belong. And he's taking your phone calls, our intern who's earning his degree in common sense. And right there is the silver tongue one, the man with the golden voice, professional lunch eaters, man of the year, the inventor of pizza in a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the Kang's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussing! Howdy, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, and associates everywhere, Merry Christmas.
Yeah! Bubba's toting gift number two today. As I laid it out starting the hour, I mean, we got a lot of excitement going on today. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too. Yeah, we do have a lot going on today. It's going to be a fun show.
So,
sorry, meant to give you a little more there during that sip.
I took a chance, thought you had might a slightly longer monologue. But I will say this. I mean, I talked to my wife, the Christmas queen, a little sleepy self. Got up and had to go to the restroom while I was getting ready today, and she looked over at me and she was like, "Well, we have that parade tonight." And I said, "Oh yeah." I said, "Absolutely." I said, "Merry Christmas, Christmas Queen." I said, "What time are we leaving?" I said, "Let me check on that." I said, "But I'll get back with you." But we're headed to Altoona, Alabama, just above Gadsden, where it all began 29 years ago in January, and we're honored to be the grand marshals tonight of their Christmas parade. Bubba, I even got an update. I told the Christmas Queen, just like from Charlie Brown Christmas, she's going to read a little bit from Scripture about the Christmas story before we start the parade. So then we'll say a little prayer. We'll jump in whatever they got us in. Here we go. And decked out. I'm talking about.
So you get to address the crowd before the parade?
Well, that was something I just found out about just a day or two ago.
Well, but you know I've never heard of that.
And I told her, I said, I want people to say Linus who.
Hello.
And I said, I want you to say, when you've read it, I want you to look at Altoona, Alabama, and say, and that's what Christmas is all about, Altoona. And so I and you've worked with me for years, so you know about this. And she's been married to me almost as long as you have, and so you know that, especially stuff like this. Once I go all in,
you'll bring it.
Yeah, I start you'll saying, "Oh no, we're doing it all."
Yep.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. So it will be fun, and it's going to be a nice, crisp evening, and looking forward to that.
Rick, so, might I add, you put reindeer antlers and a big red nose on the car that you're going to the event at.
Can I tell you what I did last night? Found my Santa hat.
Yep.
You think I ain't gonna have
all right.
You think I ain't gonna have a Santa hat on?
Yeah, you might as well.
You think I'll be dressed in red?
Let's go.
People say, man, Santa Claus is cuddling his beard just a little bit.
So anyway.
So I'm looking forward to that tonight. And then we got Act of Congress, as I said, they're about to play and they seem to be stirred up and ready to go. And so that will be a more Christmas cheer, and as we said, another gift coming up. And I think it's a Friday, so we get to see Penny Miller again.
There you go, Friday faithful.
Dangerous.
Penny Miller, won't you walk back?
So it's almost, listen, I'm not making, y'all gonna think I am making this up.
Right.
It's almost like she's the one that's organizing and in our system doing the golden ticket seats now.
It is.
Because she actually emailed me last night to let me know somebody else had canceled their ticket. It's not making that
now
up.
Now look, you cancel people, y'all come on now.
I know.
A lot of people have these
Well,
tickets.
In their defense, here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy get sick.
Well, God
he let me
that.
Know early.
Well, he did the right
that
thing.
That is the correct
he
call.
He did the right
he
thing.
He let me yeah. know early, like Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. Uh-huh. Days run together.
All right.
And so I opened the tickets back up, and then somebody else grabbed them, and they're the ones that now can't make it work.
Right.
So,
oh.
Yeah.
Life happens.
Doggone it. So we really would be, it won't be the elite grade eight then. It'll be what, the seven or the six?
The super six.
Super six.
Yeah.
Super six.
Yeah,
super six. I want to say this, too. When the things that when you come in here, like the people that said, look, we're not feeling well, that's the right thing to do.
Yes.
If you don't feel well, don't come.
Yeah, don't come in here barking like a dog.
If your kids are coughing like the dog from Christmas Vacation,
with croup cough,
don't bring that in here.
Don't do
it. You know, just anyway, during this cold and flu season, we just got to use some common sense. And it's all right. Look, none of us like to be excited about something and have to cancel. I can't stand that. But it's the right thing to do, you know, when we're going to be closed up in a room with other people this time of year. So so I commend them for doing that then. Beth Mowins, what? She's got a game?
Yeah, she's got one of the championship weekend, and she's got one of the championship games.
So we got that for you today. And somebody emailed me, and I left my phone in my office. I'll go get it here in a minute. Somebody emailed me, and I know they're playing for the championship. I heard you mention, Speedy, you didn't mention it. I'm almost certain they told me that Troy's playing for the Sun Belt tonight. Or is it Saturday? Because
I thought that was a Saturday game.
Yeah.
The reason why I said that is they gave
me – not on the list
well,
of games?
Let me look. The reason why I say – somebody emailed me and said, don't forget to – mention something about Troy.
Here it is. It is 2:30 p.m.
Saturday.
That'll be Saturday.
All right. So we were watching earlier, and it can't make any of us as Americans feel secure watching the current state of this administration and our current situation with our president. It doesn't look like they're making very level-headed decisions, and household net income has dropped in our country just through the second quarter. We haven't had an update since then, to $6 trillion. $6 trillion. So that's how much income has dropped. And everybody you talk to now is making less. And so you start worrying about what is all this going to mean to your IRA, your 401k, you know, however you have your retirement set up. Well, Allegiance Gold can help with you purchasing physical gold and silver. Now, if you prefer, they can deliver it securely right to your front door. Allegiance Gold has some of the highest ratings in the industry. 5 stars with TrustLink, AAA rated with the Business Consumer Alliance, and a Big 8+ from the Better Business Bureau. Here's the best offer that they've offered so far. Protect with RickBubba.com up to $2,500 of free silver on a qualifying purchase when you tell them that, you know, you're part of what's going on here. And you will do that if you use this URL, protectwithrickbubba.com. Put our names together. Don't put an and there. Protectwithrickbubba.com. You can call them if you prefer. 1-844-790-9191. If you do that, mention that you heard about it here on the show, and you also have access to the best offer yet. So go to protectwithrickbubba.com. Greg, are you and Bubba both well-rested?
Okay. You know, I am. I feel pretty good today.
Mm-hmm. Bubba showed up early. He was here like not long after I got here, so I figured he went home and went to sleep at like 4:30.
That's what I was saying too. Miscalculated the nap, turned into really to sleep for the day.
Yeah, well, woke up in the dark. I might as well stay in here.
I took a little nap, needed a longer nap, but ended up going to bed earlier than normal.
Yeah.
Betty is, she's got to have a colonoscopy today. So she's been up, doing her prep work. So I had to make sure she was up and drinking all that she's supposed to drink.
There we go.
I know it's the prep work is such a pain, but
there we go.
You know where it's pain at.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. But you know, maybe that'll all come out good. She just knew. She'd been 5 years since she had one.
Oh sure. Yeah, look, and I was
with all my stuff this year. We're all like checking sure. everything, you know.
Absolutely. That's right. It's not bad. I put it off for years, and then once I got it, there wasn't nothing.
It really wasn't. No big deal. Now, if they don't put you to sleep, I think it's a different animal. You know,
Rick, yeah. I was glad to get it behind me.
Right. But you know, they use that stuff like that Michael Jackson died of, and you know, when you they give it to you, you go to sleep, and then as soon as they cut it off, you wake up. It's not like the surgery one that hangs on.
You don't get that dose he got. Right.
No, you don't want that dose.
No. So do we want to jump into this bizarro story of an Elon Musk update?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's,
here we go.
Somebody say.
Dollar,
Speedy's bling, bling. You ain't talking money, yeah, your dick don't matter. All right, so we're all having – let's face it, Elon Musk is a bit eccentric himself. And then you have the mentally ill Kanye West, and it's making for an interesting relationship.
I think there's a couple of things here you got to point out that are blatantly obvious, okay? We had all this uproar, people wanting to pro-Twitter, but said anything goes.
Right.
Well, it's not anything
no,
goes.
No, it's not. Mm-mm.
Elon gave – the people the choice to let everybody back in and start over.
Right.
The people on Twitter voted overwhelmingly for that, about 72%. Mm-hmm. He lets everybody back in, including Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West has now been suspended from Twitter. It came after West tweeted an image of a Nazi swastika inside a Star of David.
Unbelievable.
Sorry, but you've gone too far. This is not love, Musk wrote in a text to West. It followed West's wild meltdown on Alex Jones' podcast hours earlier.
Putting those two in the same room, another thing.
I mean, you mean
– we have the video of that.
That's two people that hadn't learned from their lessons at all.
You know why.
What they've both been through.
You know why.
Yeah. I do know why. Yeah.
Wes professed his love of Nazis and admiration for dictator Adolf Hitler.
While wearing a toboggan over his head. He's done that before.
The saga has been a test for the new Twitter owner Musk free speech platform. But he said, hey, this is too much. We're taking it down. So the people who said it's anything goes, you're wrong. He is actually taking people back down when they go too far. Mm-hmm. Kanye is mentally ill and needs help.
I've said that over and over again.
What in the world?
And Elon never let Alex Jones back on, actually, for all of his Sandy Hook exploiting children is what his Elon's reason was for not letting Alex Jones back on.
Look, we can sum up Alex Jones, too. He's nuts. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's a nutty room right there.
Let me tell you. When you have to come up with a conspiracy every day to have a program, it has to grind on you after a while. Because there's just not a conspiracy every day.
If people are struggling with mentally, you don't take one person who's struggling mentally and let him be interviewed by another person who also has. So do we have Kanye's comment?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Let's hear it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Courtesy. You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone, and Jewish people are not going to tell me. You can love, us. And you can love what we're doing to you with the contracts. And you can love what we're, what we're pushing with the pornography. But this guy that invented highways, invented the very microphone that I use as a musician, you can't say out loud that this person ever did anything good. And I'm done with that. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
And there it is.
Guys. First of all, right. The obvious.
Two, right. Two people.
I got
nuts.
A sock on my head.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. We were talking about signs of mental illness. Hey.
Right there.
I think when he walked in with that sock on his head to do an interview.
No, exhibit A.
Can I clarify with Kanye West?
What is he doing?
We're not speculating whether he has mental illness. He has been diagnosed with mental
illness.
What
is he doing?
He openly discussed that he has mental illness, and there's certainly some compassion there.
Sure.
But when you got a platform like he does, you're going to have to take your struggles and get them under control a little bit. And if you can't, then you have to pay a price for that.
Unbelievable.
Because you can't go off with those kind of rants. What's funny, I kind of feel bad for Alex Jones, who I think was trying to give him an opportunity.
Yeah, to back out of some of that, and he doubled down.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Yeah, here's another quick clip if you guys want it.
I got 15 seconds.
Okay.
I've said it, the most Nazi-like activities I've seen, and the Nazis, in my view, were thugs that shook people down, did a lot of really bad things.
But they did good things, too. We're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time.
Okay. We're going to get to that.
Rick threw us off.
No, did you see even Alex
Jones?
How
about this? Okay. Alex Jones has clearly shown that Kanye's much more crazy than he is.
Alex Jones has made the mistake a lot of people made with Kanye.
We'll get to that.
He's so popular, you want him to come help your platform, and then you regret ever having gone.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Bill Bubba Bus.
Rick, glad to be here, and thank all of you for joining us. We only ask for 5 hours each and every day. That's all.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think that's too much.
No.
A mere 5 hours.
What have you got to do for 5 hours? So we're glad that our friends are back. Bubba, it's Active Congress.
Congress is in session.
We love Active Congress. Unlike the real Congress, they actually get things passed. I won't say what, but we fell in love with this group, and they're one of the many people that probably thought having a friendship with Rick and Bubba is good, and then have lived to regret it.
But, yeah.
But
when that alarm went off today, yeah, they really thought that.
Well, you know what they think. They're like, you know, you're there, you have a good time with them, and then you leave, and they've still got like several hours to talk about you after we're gone. So anyway, welcome back, Active Congress, Connie.
Thanks.
Chris, Tim, and Adam.
We're glad to be here, guys.
Man, yep. I'm so glad you're here. Also, we've got Caleb Spradley here with you today, and of course, young Scruggs is here, our engineer. So we're ready to go. And give us a quick update, any of you guys, Adam, if you want to talk about it, Tim, Chris, Connie, whatever. What? Give me a current, hey, here's what's going on with Active Congress.
What exactly would you say you do here? So we're starting our Christmas season, super busy. We've got a big show with the symphony next Saturday night, which we're really excited about. And so we've got a new song we're going to play for you in a minute, but we're going to play a not-so-new song first.
Okay, so what we want to do, if you go to show notes right now, activecongressmusic.com is kind of the best place to land to find out all things Active Congress, including if you want to attend, which will be an incredible day of just Christmas and worship with the Alabama Symphony on Saturday, December the 10th. You definitely want to watch for that. It's at the Wright Center at Sanford, and all the details are there. If you're looking, like many people do every year, I got to have their Christmas music. Ours, we're really decorating on Tuesday next week, getting ready for the Rick and Bubba Christmas party. As those decorations are going up, Active Congress will be playing throughout the home, and we will be singing. Even last night, my wife said, "What's that song that Connie whistles on?" And I said, "I think that's Sleigh Ride. Crank it up, baby. Let's go." And but I heard you whistling on a different one today too. You're starting.
Yeah,
we
might have a little different tune for you.
Okay, all right. So let's get started. Let's go. Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Active Congress.
Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, we're laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring are making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. A jingle bells, jingle bells, a jingle all the way. snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, they're laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. That's the jingle bell.
Jingle
rock.
Bell, jingle bell, a jingle all the way. Sing it, Rick and Bubba. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one.
I'm going to tell you something, Connie. I don't think I like him as much as I like the tide.
Oh,
Road wow. Tide.
Hey, Dickie, are you going to be coming to the symphony show?
Well, Phyllis and I will be there once we find out that Bama's going to make the Final Four. We'll find our way in there. You just hide and watch. I like Act of Congress because I like excellence. Road Tide.
So that was a request, believe it or not, they asked to be interviewed
That's
by Dickie.
That's right. We'd love to have you there, Dickie.
So let's keep it rolling. So are we? This is a new arrangement, right? Of this
yes,
one?
It is a. It's another one of those that everybody knows, and we've just destroyed it. So we three kings.
Oh, I love this
Ooh.
One.
Ready, one, two.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star of wonder. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never. All the rain, oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Still proceeding, guide us to
quest we're leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright. Quest we're leading, oh, guide us to thy perfect.
We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
With Christmas here on the Rick and Bubba Show the last few years. And they are back with us again today. And Bubba, I think you're going to be very pleased with what you're about to hear. They said they have a new arrangement they want to share with us. We've heard a new arrangement of We Three Kings.
Are we doing Bruno Mars again?
Well, I think in the Christmas genre, I believe this is going to make you very happy.
Okay.
All right, so here's Act of Congress.
Melakaliki Maka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. Ooh.
That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Kalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Well, let's go to Miller out of Georgia. Miller, you a dog fan, buddy?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Hunker down, you hairy dog. All right, so what do you say, Caleb? Bridges. Get and spin that wheel. Come on, Caleb.
Wow, what a wheel.
Let's go, Caleb. Let it rip. He spun that thing like it needed a little more bass. All right, let's see what happens. Oh, this is big.
Oh, yes.
Yeah!
Oh. Moultrie, 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 hear it!
Let me tell you something. Miller, you have got yourself a Moultrie Edge camera.
Oh, that's big.
That'll work with Moultrie Mobile. How about a go for Miller?
Yeah. Go! Go! Go, 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 go!
Miller, congratulations, and we'll put you on hold, and Moultrie will send that right to you, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Miller. Appreciate you listening to the show, brother.
And a Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you. Richard. Hey, Richard, welcome to Rick and Bubba. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are y'all?
Well, what are you supposed to say to Chris to let him spin that wheel for you?
Wow, what a wheel.
Let it rip. Let it rip. Hey, yeah!
Chris spun it like he played the solo, Rick, hard.
Yeah, I did. I had to tell him, stop picking the wheel, just spin it. All right, let's see. Here we go. Richard. Uh-oh. Henry.
Henry the horse.
Henry the horse. It is Henry the horse.
Where is he?
Oh, here he comes.
He's coming in from the back 40.
Hey, Henry, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Henry.
Did y'all hear about Kanye West getting called out by Alex Jones for being off the rails?
Yeah.
That's when you know you're in a bad spot. That's like Bubba Bussy calling you out for being off the rails on your diet. You're lost, brother. You're lost.
Out of horse.
Go.
goes. There he goes, trotting back to the back 40.
What a horse!
That horse!
Da-da, everybody say! Da-da, ba-da, 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 ba-da.
All right, one more. Well, we have a lot to do going forward. The Super Six have now joined us in the golden ticket seats. Welcome, everyone, and glad that you guys are here. We had two people, unfortunately, that could not be here, but they were sick, so they did the right thing by not coming. So we welcome you. We thank you for the wonderful gifts and delicious sausage balls. We are, you know, it's great to be able to feed the band. They left, I said, we got plenty of sausage balls. They're all delicious. They are here today, and we thank you for that. There's no better way to tell Rick and Bubba thank you than with the gift of sausage balls.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that says love, doesn't it?
It really does. So we've got that done. Still to come, we got our gift number two and the 12 working days of Christmas. That's still to come around the corner. So be paying attention for that. That could happen at any time on the program. And as far as things going on with the show, Sherry and I looking forward to being the Grand Marshals tonight. Altoona, Alabama, at the Christmas parade. So if you're coming to that, it'll just be, I mean, I'll be bringing the Christmas Queen, and it'll just be we'll Christmas till we can't Christmas anymore. So looking forward to that. All right, some other things that we haven't covered. We were discussing earlier, you know, it's a big football weekend. We've got all the conference championships, and I know he's busy in there right now, but he's almost done. Were you taken back a little bit today that intern Blazing Silverman came in here rocking a TCU Horned Frogs jersey?
Where'd that
come
there's
from?
There's fans of every team everywhere, so right. I wasn't totally taken back by it. It is a little out of his nature to be wearing a jersey. You don't see that a whole lot.
Yeah, and
I love wearing jerseys, and I did for a long time here on the show, and I just haven't lately because I've picked up another shirt. You know,
right,
so,
yeah, right, sure.
But, of course, Greg was making fun of, you know, adult men.
Well, if
you
get to a certain age, you can't wear it.
Well, yeah, it doesn't look as cool as it once did.
If you're an NFL fan and you live in the city, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So here he is standing here with his Horned Frog jersey on. So, Blazing Silver.
You're talking about old 14?
Come here, Blazing.
Blazing Silver. What part of Texas is TCU in? I don't even know. What part of Texas is TCU?
Know.
I know Baylor is Waco, right? And Austin is Texas.
Abilene.
Lubbock, as we know quite well, is
Texas Tech.
Yeah, Coach told us.
SMU is in Dallas.
I thought it was
correct.
Fort Worth.
Where's TCU?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, wow. I wakened Adler. If you mention Texas,
Fort Worth.
Yeah, he comes alive in there. It's a big state. It's hard to keep up with all these places.
Yeah, Dallas, you know, he's from San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Yep.
So. Why are you wearing a TCU Horned Frog jersey? Do you have some connection to this university?
No, not at all.
None.
He's like the Horned Frog.
So what got you on this?
2014. I think that was the year they had a really good year with Trevon Boykin. So I really kind of bandwagoned them back then.
Bandwagon.
Okay. So were you a young man without a team and searching for a team? Did you not have any loyalty to, I don't know, maybe the state you live in?
No, I was an Alabama fan.
A road chat. And would you say you are more into TCU than Bama?
No, not really.
Okay,
this year, them having a shot, this is
your secondary team. What if Bama was in the four with TCU?
I'd go for Bama.
Really?
Wait a minute. Okay. Now the jersey's
more confusing. right.
Well, they're in right now, as of today, and Alabama's not.
So well, you saw where I had to know where it was. I had to test the water there. I wasn't quite sure where you're coming from bringing this in here today, walking up in here with your TCU.
Fired up.
Because, you know, we don't believe in TCU. We don't believe that they can handle this pressure.
Yep.
Does that bother you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Does it really? You got something to say about it?
Mad?
Well, look, hey, if they went out, they'll have their day. They can show us and make fools out of all of us.
Do you believe that they can compete with the other three teams?
I do, especially Michigan.
Especially Michigan. They're just shot the Wolverines.
Well, if you come in, if you end up fourth, where are they now, three or four?
Three.
They're three.
Three. Three, yeah. Okay, well, you'll avoid Georgia then to start with.
That's going to be ugly if them Bulldogs get out of them.
I know they played Georgia Tech pretty close.
Well, here we go.
Before halftime, we're comparing games.
Georgia Tech scored on the first drive of the game.
Did you see him get up?
He's got an attitude.
He's bowed up a little tough.
He does have an attitude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell you what, we may have to I mean, I didn't realize you was coming in with that kind of spit.
Rick, we might have to meet on the rug.
Right, we might have to solve it there on the logo.
Yeah.
All right, so you're telling me that you believe – have you ever seen what a bulldog does to a frog if it gets it in its mouth?
That's a great point.
Huh?
Have you ever seen one of them poisonous frogs.
You ever seen them shake their head like this and just legs start coming off?
Adler's Googling dog and frog right now.
Right now, yes.
Yeah. And this is just some childhood thing you had. You probably liked their uniform or something, and you got into it in 2014. Look, we all did that as kids. It happens. But look what happened to Bubba when he got stuck because he thought a horn was cool down the side of a helmet. Now look what he bought into. Don't like your uniform? You gonna tell you that?
Rick.
I don't. I don't like this combination. What are we trying to do? Are we purple? Are we black? Which one are we?
It's a good mix.
Huh? He
is bowing up. Wow. He is standing his ground.
I love that.
I like it.
Don't like your mascot. Don't like your logo. Don't like your team. How about that?
Rick, I asked
you. Your spot should be one if I make you.
If
like
he
it.
Became a fan when Pat Sullivan was there.
Here we go.
And he asked me who Pat Sullivan was.
That's a weenie dog doing that.
So I, you know what? I respect that you wore your jersey and you stand up for your team. Yeah. I really am a little less impressed now that I hear you have this safety net called Bama. So
he's not all in.
Yeah, I thought you were all in. Yeah. And so you need to decide on that, frankly.
I'm all in this year.
Okay, buddy.
Well, that's all that matters.
My fair weathered friends.
That's all that matters.
Look, that's the way to be a fan. Be fair.
That's a pretty cool looking jersey. I'll give you that.
You think that's cool looking?
Yeah, I like purple and black. Ain't nothing
Do you really? Well, that makes one of us.
You know, there's really not enough purple teams out there if you think about it. Considering the number of colors.
I don't mind purple. I don't like this purple and black thing.
You don't like the purple and black?
I do not.
I think it's pretty good.
I really would prefer if they'd be purple and white. I think that looks better.
Well, they have that too.
Or gold.
Right? They're one of them teams that's really they put on a lot of different stuff.
Yeah,
I don't like that, Greg.
Oh, I'm not saying I don't. Oregon gets a pass.
How about
we
this?
All say that
they don't share their mascot with many people. You don't have many horned frogs.
I think that would probably be the only one.
Mm-mm. No, yeah.
By the way, horned frogs.
He's staring you down. Be careful saying it too. By the way,
endangered. Don't shoot them with your BB gun as a kid. They're endangered. Don't be bragging about it.
I'm sure you did.
I tell you, you went rogue in San Antonio.
You got thrown out of the amusement park.
I didn't know. Yeah. As an owl, I could hit it. An owl.
What was it? He stole that time.
He stole a. It was like a bullet keychain.
Bring that up. Yeah. Why you always got to bring that up?
I didn't realize you were such a bad kid in Texas.
I didn't know horned frogs were endangered, protected. Okay, I didn't think I could shoot it off the tree. But I did.
Let me ask you this. As an owl just over your left shoulder.
Yeah.
Listen, did you know that taking a keychain without paying for it might be wrong?
I was trying to impress my friends, and it ruined my entire summer. So take joy in that, Greg. Take joy in the lowest moment of my adolescence.
Let me ask you this. Did he shoot the frog to knock it down on the ground so he could lick its belly?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, man.
Don't do that either.
Crazy.
Don't do that either.
How much to lick it, Greg?
Oh, the frog's belly? I'd do it. 500.
Mm-hmm. So it was Andy Dalton that brought you in, huh?
Trevon Boykin, but I watch Andy Dalton highlights. So.
More Trevon Boykin.
Staring at you now a little bit, Bo.
Didn't Dalton, wasn't he 14?
He was. I tell you what, TCU's got a little West Coast strut.
Red Rider.
And look, they may. Right. I'll drink the shut-up juice if they think they can serve it.
Right.
But they're going to have to serve it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's got to happen. You got to prove it on the field. And they might. Anything can happen. I don't follow TCU. Maybe they're better than I think they are.
They're than Auburn.
Oh, hey, that's it.
Well, my goodness. Well,
hey, buddy, watch it.
It's not going.
Wow. There's about 119 other teams. Like that.
Dude, there's teams that are nowhere near the top four.
Yeah, I'm not sure being better than Auburn still had you beat Georgia.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Bubba, it's time for us to check in with the leader of the free world.
Where did he go?
Where did he go?
Mr. Biden. President Biden.
He's hiding. Basement. Does anybody know? Basement Joe.
Bubba, basement we have President Biden is going to toast the French. Adler, what's going on here? What's happening with Big Joe?
The French president, what's his name, Macron?
Yeah.
The French president Macron is hanging out with Biden at this state dinner. And Biden tries to thank France, but he accidentally says Frank.
No, he does not. No, he does not.
France, our first ally, first country to fly the American flag after our revolution. And Frank posted the first diplomatic post before more than anything else, France has been our first friend. Frank posted the first diplomatic post.
Frank did?
Before more than
that's my dog's
else,
name, Franklin. Yeah.
Frank who?
Did you see
Frank Burns?
Did you see Macaron? Did you see Macaron? I mean, when he said it, he almost was like, what? I mean,
Rick, it was close enough when you deal with him.
Well, Frank, France. So I understand we also have a very uncomfortable handshake.
Oh, yeah. You know those people
it
that.
It went from holding hands.
How long are you a one Mississippi, two Mississippi? I mean, how long do you hold a handshake?
Now,
what's
the situation?
Well, this one was about 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
I know this is me right here.
Let's say you're president of France.
Oh,
okay?
Nice.
And I'm a president.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. And I have cognitive skills slightly superior to our current president.
Uh-huh.
And I, this would be this if it was if it would be me right now, I'd be excited to meet you.
Right.
Okay, but and I would definitely know I'm representing the United States of America.
Ready.
And this would be me.
Hey, what a play. You doing?
I might do that.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there.
That was 1.58. That's it.
That's all you get.
Add 39 seconds to it, and that's what you got. 40
right.
seconds.
Did you say 39 seconds?
39 to 40 seconds.
I think it was a little over 40.
I think it was 42.
I think everybody agrees that's a little long.
And then the president of France had to turn Joe back around to the audience.
Not again.
Above. Yeah.
Not.
Indéfectible dans les moments de triomphe et d'épreuve, la France et les États-Unis affronteront l'avenir comme nous l'avons toujours fait.
Completely forgot his own thing.
Capacité commune, soutenue par la force de nos valeurs partagées, sans se laisser décourager par
still
les
going.
That was you, Greg, speaking.
Still, he can't get loose.
Yeah. Wait a minute. He's trying to get loose. He won't let him go.
He can't get away.
Wait a minute.
Soul shake. He's like, hey, somebody tell this crazy old man to let me go.
Oh, wow.
He's still got it.
I've turned away, by the way. I'm not looking.
Are you timing this?
I can't see it.
Look, he's bearing down.
Who's timing? It's still going on.
Y'all, that ain't real.
Mm-hmm. I could walk to the bathroom.
Look, he's frozen, too.
The flag is moving. You're right, Bubba. I thought they froze the
release.
How long?
Oh, wow.
Did you time that?
It's 42, I think. I could walk to the bathroom, and the whole time they'd be shaking hands.
Adler, does that clip go on? Is that the one where he has to point him back to the audience, or are they on opposite sides when he has to do that?
You know, I didn't even know y'all were playing this, and I just found this in the last 10 seconds, so this is just all I got right now, but I can find something else if you need it.
That's hilarious.
Because I'm awesome. Well, you can tell, though, even I know where this is headed, like you're talking about. Just look what's going on.
Look at
so
it.
So uncomfortable.
Greg.
It's like the president of France has got a hold of Walter the puppet.
Yes, same thing.
We've seen this.
It's like in the nursing home when the old lady grabs your hand.
I know.
And you're a scared little kid and you're trying to get away.
When you're bringing them a fruit basket.
Yes.
Of course, I'm trying to get the door before they bring them mashed potatoes and they're holding
Rick.
You, you know, and
Rick, what that.
No, I'm just saying when you're a little kid, those kind of things scare you.
Yeah.
They shouldn't, but they do.
Yeah. We had to go and like sing and all, and it was tough.
You would think
that was scary when you're a little kid and you don't know anybody.
Let me tell you something. When you're a little kid and you're doing the right thing and it's the right thing to do,
it's scary.
It's a wonderful gesture to go to the nursing home, and we should do it more.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, when you're a little kid, first time you're brought in there,
and one of them gets to hollering or something, you're like, that'll scare you to death.
Oh, yeah.
Scream, get out of my room.
I want somebody to help me.
You don't know anybody.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I've been there.
Yeah. Yeah. What if you were, and you were the kid they voted that had to present the fruit basket?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Somebody help me.
Is this what you're talking about?
I don't know, Bubba. Is this what you were talking about?
See if this is not it.
He's looking at
it. So he turns around to the president of France. Look, he's turning around looking the other way. And look, the president's saying back over here.
I think you need to go this way. Mm-hmm. Y'all, how embarrassing is this? Is any American
Biden just started staring at the bushes.
He looked like Charles Bensley looking for the choir. I mean, let me say,
Rick, back to you earlier. Reference.
Yeah.
Get you a look.
Greg,
right
we've
there.
Seen it.
I know.
Y'all don't understand.
Bad.
I mean,
the handshake has started.
Could Sherry decode that for us?
She could, by the way.
And now the elderly president is holding Macron's hand too long.
That's good.
We should have sent intern.
Look at his face. Macron doesn't know what to do.
Macron is very uncomfortable.
Hey, can I clear? Let me clear something up about the world order, how it's supposed to be. France is supposed to be embarrassing to us.
Right.
They're not supposed to be embarrassed of us.
Right.
It's the other way around. We're supposed to be cracking jokes on them.
They we've done
be,
it for years.
They should be cracking jokes on us.
They're still holding hands.
I mean, everything's out of it. It's.
You know, he was thinking, that old man ain't never going to let my hand go.
Greg, I've been there.
At this point, they don't know what to do.
Is there anybody
if that's supposed to be a French accent.
Man of a thousand voices is run aground on this.
I was the translator for it.
They're changing hands and soul.
All right, well, that's
good, sweetie.
I'd like to thank you guys for making sure that I was completely uncomfortable today on the show. That was horrible.
It was bad.
Bottom of the hour
to come.
We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hi, it's Jason Whitlock. Have you secured your spot for Roll Call 2.0, my annual men's summit in Nashville, Tennessee? Are you looking for an opportunity to fellowship with other believers, to come together across the identity lines the left have drawn to divide us? Join me, country music star John Rich, and Blaze founder Glenn Beck in Nashville on Saturday, June 1st for Roll Call 2.0. We're going to listen to great music, eat fantastic barbecue, and hear inspiring speeches from myself, Glenn Beck, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, Pastor E.W. Jackson, and many more. Let's quit letting the satanic left sift us like wheat. Let's come together as men and talk about the sacrifices we must make to restore the unity and shared values that made our country the envy of the world. Visit fearlessarmyrollcall.com to secure your spot.
All right, so Bubba, we have some other audio and video to look at. Peter Ducey, once again, is
he's making it a great day for the press secretary.
Oh, yeah.
And
he and this press secretary, do you think she sometimes has thoughts she shouldn't have?
I bet all of them do when they leave.
Yeah, so
you know, that's why they don't stay too long, Rick. I think there's only a certain amount of time you can put up with this.
Yeah.
And she's had her day, I tell you.
So Peter Ducey is now, this is going to send her into a panic mode, it says here. Amber, is that what you're saying, on panic mode?
Well, listen to what she says, how she answers this
question. All right, here we go.
When you say that you're going to be monitoring some of the speech on there, if you see something that you don't like, would you try to shut Twitter down?
So look, you know, when you talk about monitoring, you know, it is, I hate to break it to you, Peter, just like everybody else, we very much monitor the news. We pay close attention to everything that you all are reporting, and Twitter's in the news a lot. And so that's what we're paying attention to. We're paying attention to what is in the news and what is being reported on the misinformation that's out there. Let's not forget there's groups like NAACP, the Anti-Defamation League, and the public health leaders have been very vocal about their concerns as well. So yes, we are reading what you all are writing and looking at what you all are reporting about the misinformation that is out there. But, you know, I would hope that all Americans, including social media companies, civil rights organizations I just laid out, including Fox as well, will agree that we need to call out hate speech and misinformation.
I'm not sure that's your job.
The way this is set up is so the media can keep an eye on the government, not the other
way
around.
That's correct.
Basically what she was saying, that if your misinformation gets something we don't like a little too far, we may have to step in.
Yeah, you're right. She has it completely backward. But the good news is when you let people talk long enough, you'll discover how they really see things.
And she babbled on for a while there.
She did. And really, keep in mind, though, this word misinformation, this is not one of these words that the left has adopted. What they mean is anything.
We don't agree with us.
We don't want anybody putting out misinformation but us. We're in charge of propaganda. We're in charge of controlling the narrative. And if anybody tries to take that away from us, we're going to get you.
Yeah, and see, we have that for a reason, so we don't turn into like China.
Right.
And we have a couple of clips from that.
Wow.
Rick, you got to see this. This is China. They're lining folks up You see them in line that they've rounded up and they're sending into these camps. Now, are these COVID camps? Or
yeah, well, is that what this is?
This re-education camps. Which camp is this?
Well, they're that's one in the same.
COVID camps.
COVID camps.
COVID camps. So, look at that. So look at that line of people, y'all.
Yeah,
it looks like the Stones are in town.
And wow. So all these people have tested positive, I guess, for COVID. Or
allegedly.
Allegedly. And so they're putting them in these concentration camps. Has it dawned
COVID camps, Rick. COVid camps.
COVID camps. Well, sorry, that Freudian slip there.
Does it look like those houses are made out of shipping containers?
It does.
Because they're stacked on top of each other. Is that
they build them real fast.
These isolation camps. So has it dawned on the government yet that if this idea were to be effective, they wouldn't still be dealing with what they're dealing with? So, and I think that, like our government tried to do, they use these things to do things they want to do, and then they hide under COVID.
Yeah,
well, exactly. Just about COVID.
If you got somebody that's COVID. Doing something we don't want you to do, we declare you got COVID. And slam you in the dog box and off to the camp you go.
So,
and Rick, even the locals now are attacking these camps and setting them on fire so the government can't use them. And here's a picture of that. This is some local farmers decided to burn one down.
That's one way. So they're not gonna have them, and then this next video he said there's a man that's had enough with them. These so-called health experts from the government, and he goes after them with some martial arts, right? Of course.
Right. He looks like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows what he's doing.
No, he does. Trust me.
Hey, look out. Rick, they said, hey, you want some? You want some?
Well, that's funny.
It looked like he was in slow motion on that jump.
Crouching Tiger.
Waxing on.
Crouching Tiger hitting COVID.
Rick, do we have anything in the instant replay that we could play the audio over that video? What do we have?
Kung Fu Fighting. Not very impressive.
No, I'm talking about the Bank Nine.
I'm telling you, look, he's saying, look, I'm done with it.
Yeah, come at me.
I hate to tell you, Bruce Lee, he is not.
No.
Well, I'm telling you, though.
He's not Jackie Chan.
I love Jackie Chan.
I do, too. He's funny.
Absolutely love him.
I like these moves. What is that?
I don't know.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
It looked like he split his pants on that last move.
Well, I don't know.
I think his pants had him bound up a little on his kick.
I don't know. I couldn't jump around.
That roundhouse would have only hit somebody's knee.
It's hard to do that in jeans. Mm. It really is.
Adler, come stand right here and see if Adler can kick you. Adler and Greg can kick you. I'd like to see you spin around and see if you kick him back.
Well, dang it.
I'd like to kick Greg.
I love Rick just said I'd kick somebody.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going to get to kick people. I don't think we should.
Oh, I think if you.
Yeah. My dad always said I'm not allowed to kick.
That's good. That's good. You got jeans on, too.
It's tough in jeans, isn't it?
Well, these are actually, they have elastic built into them. They have a stretch to them.
maternity jeans.
Yes, exactly.
Maternity jeans.
If he'd had those on, he'd have got his kick. Those have a lot of give.
Uh-huh.
Greg?
All right, well, maybe Greg should stand there and you kick Greg.
Nobody's kicking Greg.
Not being kicked back.
Huh? Just hold this, Greg. Just hold it.
Greg, please hold it. Let him kick it.
Like
please hold it.
Look how he's as serious as the guy in the video.
Yeah.
Hold it like this. There we go. All right, here we go. Higher, Greg. Higher. Yeah.
Get him, Lucy.
Please watch.
Here we go, y'all.
Oh! Get his hand. I broke his hand.
Greg, what if you sticking out that way?
That was really high.
Yeah, he did kick out very high.
Twice his height.
He did. He really did. Did he kick your hand a little bit?
He did.
Yeah. I did. I really didn't mean to.
Greg won't swear of it.
Greg.
Ain't nothing to it.
Did it feel like a gnat?
Yeah, I was Adler.
Greg, you're crying. Your hand is bleeding.
What if honestly we'd look and it was like sticking out the other
right,
way?
Dislocated
my finger. That
I had a finger going out crazy.
I did see you rub it.
I wouldn't like that if it had.
I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to kick his hand.
Yeah, you buddy, whatever.
We know you meant to.
I'm so naturally deadly than trained. I just went for flesh. I went for flesh.
Let me tell you, you let a lot out right then. You got pinned up against Greg.
I'm glad that was an accident. That was an accident.
That was Lucy in reverse.
This is about the people of China being oppressed by the government.
It was.
It would be like Charlie Brown tackling Lucy.
It really was.
We'll be back. Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The wonderful Rick and Bubba audience, and your opportunity to win it is now. Bubba, tell us what we're doing today, buddy.
Well, Rick, we got a combo here. It's the Hue lighting system, personal lighting system that's manufactured by Philips. You tie it into your home internet, and the starter kit here's got some bulbs in it, and we also got the color rope that goes with it. And you can just control your lights via the internet. It's really a neat setup.
And also, Bubba, we'll add to that today from Dirt Road Gourmet another $200 gift card, which means casseroles, casseroles, casseroles from DirtRoadGourmet.com. So
that's almost $400 worth. Total.
So now, gentlemen, what number caller do you guys want today to be deemed our winner?
Rick, I know I said 7 yesterday and got scolded. Y'all wanted to go a little higher. So what about 1,080?
That's a little higher.
Yeah, I don't think our break's long enough for 1,080. And at some point in the middle, I'd go, you'll do.
Yeah. Well, what about 25 for 25, the 25th day of Christmas?
Well, let me ask you this. Helmsy, how many years were you with us? Before you leave.
Would you stop?
Mm-hmm. Is it like 14?
I did tell you you could do this until Tuesday.
Right. You did. Yeah. You did.
I was just thinking we could land on that.
I love the fact that Bubba said he said 7 yesterday when he actually said 12 yesterday.
Well, it was some small number.
Why don't we do 77?
77?
Since Bubba wanted 7, let's give him a double 7.
Ooh.
A lot of 7.
Ooh. A lot of 7.
A lot.
How about 777?
No.
It's a good prize.
No, we're not doing
this. It is a good prize. I use these Hue controllers to control lights. They're really neat.
There's a shocker.
What number are we going with?
77.
Oh, we are.
Here we go. I like that.
I just love watching
you. I love the number 7.
I really wish I could see this screen.
Well, we'll get to that caller next hour.
No, it really won't take that long. That's just 7 times through the 10, and they're going to come up pretty quick. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So there's 71, 72, 73, 74.
Uh-huh.
You want to check in with 75?
Sure.
Hey, Rick and Bubba Show, what's your name? Where are you calling from? No, we lost that one. Hey, Rick and Bubba Show, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Name's Bo. I'm calling from Trustville, Alabama.
Bo, do you believe this? You were caller 76.
Oh, man.
Hey, Bo, good news. Guess what you get? Nothing!
Nothing. A big old blank.
I mean, you can't even have whatever that thing is Bubba's giving away.
It always surprises me how nice everybody is.
I
ain't have it.
All right,
I know it is. I'd be cussing. Hi,
Rick and Bubba Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What?
I'm not making this up. Every time I answer it, it won't let me have it.
Go to 7 again.
Watch this. Hey, Rick and Bubba Show, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Good now. Okay, good. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hear the echo.
Hello?
Hello, Rick and Bubba Show.
Oh, got a bad phone.
He's got a bad sale.
Oh, no. Got a bad sale.
Get in a better position quick.
5, 4.
Hello?
He's saying don't hang up.
What am I supposed to do?
You better get on top of the roof right quick.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Start a 10-second.
We try to give him a little bit longer.
Sir, we can't even remotely understand you.
In boxing, you get a standing 10 count.
We're in Kissimmee.
Where you at?
What did you mean?
Kissimmee.
Stop. Shh.
Tune in. Hey, can you hear me?
Good enough.
Are you in Kissimmee listening on TuneIn?
They're never going to get his info.
Oh, wow.
Everything in my being wants to abandon us.
I do. I want you to.
I know, but.
Hey, good news, though. What
am I supposed to do?
I think you're supposed to go to the next person.
Standing AK. You
have to be able to be understood.
One last try. Sir, one more time. What is your name?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you say Terry?
And now he dropped out. He's gone.
Back up, Terry.
Oh, Terry.
Oh, is he there?
Adler.
Are we sure that this is on his end and not ours?
We don't know that.
No, I think
that's a good question. But I do think it's him.
You put him on hold and go back to him.
I mean, he's got his serious face on.
Yeah, he did.
I'm very serious.
Oh, I knew it was going to happen. There it went.
Really?
He dropped out.
Right. I think he said, hang up on me, is what he said, I thought.
That was.
We're trying to get the next call.
Hey, Rick and Bubba Show, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
David from Montgomery.
Hey! David, we got you loud and clear. We couldn't have tried any harder. We couldn't have tried any harder.
We did all we could do, Rick.
Yeah. Row, Tad.
Terry, I win!
He stretched out of Terry to grab it. All right, so... Settle down. All right, Bubba, tell him what he's won.
Well, it's the Hue personal lighting system by Philips. You got some bulbs. You got some colored cord here. You're going to be able to light the house up remotely and control during the internet.
Now, this is a winner. Also, I like the way
you also, you also get a $200 gift card from Dirt Road Gourmet. So right around $400 worth of stuff today.
You can set mood lighting and have a great meal.
Yeah. So what's your name? Now, careful now. All right. So now, what's your name?
David from Prattville.
David from Prattville. I-92. How long you been listening, David?
Man, ever since 2008, dude. I was actually trying to get into lose because I was like, I thought, you know what? I was more anticipated on being the last caller, and I said, and you said, what? Who did that? I said, David Thomas. And y'all said, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. And I said, oh, my God, I can have something.
Well, David, I'll put you
this
on hold.
Funny.
The Rick and Bubba News. Something we already brought you.
It's a Rick and Bubba News.
News update.
It's a Rick and Bubba News.
News update.
Rick, we reported on the North Carolina pilot, 23 years old, who fell out of a small plane.
Yep, yep.
And died, obviously, when he hit the ground. But there was a lot of confusion about how he fell out of the plane. Mm. And apparently he fell because he went to an open ramp to throw up.
Say that
and
again.
And fell out of the plane.
Say that again.
He was not feeling well. Uh-huh. He had complained of not feeling well.
Right.
The plane had encountered turbulence, and he told the other pilot that he was not feeling well.
Right.
He walked to an open ramp to throw up when he accidentally fell out of the plane.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, this plane was a plane that skydivers were jumping out of. So I guess they had a, you know, like the ramp right in the back that would come open. And he went back there to throw up, I guess.
Wow. Look, I know you don't want to make a mess, but, I mean, we got mops and buckets everywhere.
See, I didn't realize when we first did this story that the plane was that big. I thought he was just like in a Cessna and fell out. And I thought, well, shouldn't he have a seatbelt on? I thought he just, you know, kicked the side door open, but it's a bigger plane than that.
Right. Yeah. But nobody wants anybody to hack inside the car or the plane.
Nobody wants it.
Train, whatever. But it's not worth all that.
It says here, as the investigation has concluded, they were flying about 3,500 feet with the ramp door open for ventilation.
Oh, boy.
The aircraft encountered moderate turbulence. And
that's what you get for going out on a weeknight.
They believe that he walked to the open ramp to throw up and accidentally fell out. Just that simple.
And, I mean, I could see how that could happen. I mean, you're trying to walk down there and they hit a little turbulence, you know, that kind of moves you around. I mean, I could see how you'd fall out.
Yeah.
Plus, if you're nauseated and stuff, you're like,
You don't.
You know, so you're not.
You see the man of a thousand faces.
So you're not.
Horses give us the person to being nauseated.
So you're probably not, you know, I mean, your balance and the turbulence, like you're saying, is kind of throwing you off.
Show me what he did when he got up out of the seat and how he walked to the back. Physically, get up. I want, you know how if you were walking, I know how you loved it.
What are you doing?
Well, you can imitate stuff.
Greg, somebody died.
Oh, I can't.
He's dead.
I did forget that. But you know how when he simulates somebody doing something,
got somebody no longer here.
Mm-hmm. But that door goes down. But it seems like he should be tied.
See, here's where he messed up. He probably got out on the edge trying to clear. Look, he's too worried about throwing up in the plane.
Probably
throw up in the plane.
Walked past two barf bags.
You ain't done that.
You know.
I don't like this topic. I don't like it at all.
No.
At least they figured out what happened, because when we originally did the story, it made no sense.
It was like
he got up and jumped out of the plane with no parachute.
Yeah. You're right.
And plus, you know how when you throw up, it kind of makes your body go like that?
Yeah.
It could have made him go off balance, you know, like a
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, you're right.
No more sound effects.
Yeah, between you and Speedy, I've got quite the actor building there.
Did you hear Speedy?
What did he say?
No, I'm just – he's asked. Said, I wonder if he – I'm not going to ask it.
Right. Yeah, let's don't.
I wish he'd have waited until they had a clear shot here. I could have heard it.
I wonder if he passed his throw up on the way down. Like,
my
Because you
goodness.
Would tend to probably fall faster.
I doubt it would have stayed together.
I don't think that's on his mind at that point.
Yep. Yeah.
That's awful. Gross. That's disgusting.
Okay. It's like, right. All right, stop it.
And very insensitive on top of that.
Yes.
Yeah. He's 23. He was 23.
Oh, somebody's
my
dead.
Goodness.
Bless his heart.
23-year-old person dead.
So
he knows I'm
fishy.
Falling. I'm falling.
So note to people that this happened to in the future. Just go ahead and hack in the plane and clean it up when you land.
So what about when you're falling like that? I mean, you know there's
– I know. I mean, do you try to fly?
At 3,500 – well, you might as well try.
I mean,
he didn't have a lot of time.
At 3,500, I mean, it's there's just not a lot of survival on that.
No, not much time.
What about when you – we always do this in a lot of these strange stories like this. What about when they ask what happened? You know, well, he was throwing up at the back of the plane, lost his footing. You don't hear it a lot.
No,
you don't hear it a lot.
No, yes.
It's not a common thing.
No. Take time to tell yourself off.
Probably the first one.
Do you start trying anything, though? Do you start flapping your arms?
I think just out of reflex you would.
I'd flap like there was no tomorrow.
You have 14 seconds.
Because if I were
to get your clothes on like me.
14 seconds.
Drag. You have 14 seconds.
That's not enough flapping.
No. So, but think about the main pilot, because he was.
I know. What about this guy?
Now he's left. He's like, back. What just happened? Hey.
He never comes back. He don't know what happened to him.
Mm-mm.
I think you need to check and make sure that they didn't have like a common ex-girlfriend in common.
You know what?
I really thought
always,
something fishy.
Always check those things.
So you ain't buying the story.
You talking about like all these hunting accidents?
Right.
Oh, here goes another twist.
You know, a lot of those, they found out somebody was had something going and thought everybody didn't know about it. And, hey, we still going hunting this weekend? Yeah, okay, good.
Good, I'm ready.
Oops, I thought it was a deer.
How many deer do you see in trees?
Not many.
Yeah, it's you got isolation. Mm-hmm. You got high powered weapon. Mm-hmm. You got no motive.
Got trust because your friend don't know you've turned into Friendly Henry.
Yep.
Or your friend doesn't know that he knows that you're Friendly Henry.
Correct.
A little bit of that.
You know what? It's one of those themes running in. Leave people's spouses alone.
Yes.
Probably the best way to go.
Stay away from the ramp if you don't have a parachute.
Right, and if I appreciate your commitment to protect the rest of us in here, but we're good. We'll work through this with you.
Yeah.
So it's one of the. I mean, nobody wants that. I mean,
no, we got that.
Sad thing.
Horrible. All right, so we'll come back. All right, so a couple of stories. One thing I want to before we get to this, I thought this was interesting, and I've been trying to work this in the whole show, and I keep forgetting about it. So you hear all the time. You know, people always say, well, I'll tell you what, this thing about giving and all this stuff, these people that claim to be people of faith, all these Christians out there, whatever, people that are non-Christians, Bubba, they help people. They do just as much. And it is true that there are people that do not share our faith that can be very helpful. But Barna, you know, that old pesky Barna bunch, they've gone out again, and they did a survey of our country, and Christians accounted for 70% of all American, all the philanthropic money that went out to the whole world, Christians in our country, 70% of all giving from America came from Christians, and it was $300 billion.
I don't know.
Wow.
70% were people of faith.
Nice.
So you hear all the time, so when there's not really some kind of higher mandate to do it, people normally don't. So there you go. All right, so we got some videos as well. So this is AOC and her fiance Riley.
Yeah, I didn't know she was engaged.
Who is this person?
I didn't know she was engaged. I knew she had a boyfriend, but I didn't know they were engaged.
And I understand that he talks like a Valley girl, or she does.
Probably he. Well, let's. I've never heard him talk.
Yeah, I haven't either. So here we go.
So Riley, what has been helpful to you in combating racism?
I think it's helpful and important to talk to other white people about racism.
Here we go.
And I think a lot of people, they don't want to be racist. They don't think that they're racist, but they also don't know some of the things that they believe or say are and can be racist. And I think one of the like effective ways is just to talk and kind of help teach them about why some of the things they believe or say or think are wrong, mm-hmm. not necessarily racist, but that they're wrong. That'll sort of like chip away and, you know, contribute to some development in this area, but not necessarily take somebody from like being a racist mm-hmm. to not being a racist in one conversation.
And it's just always being open to learning about racist things that we may have said or done without judgment and defensiveness.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you
for clearing that. That was as clear as mud. At one point, he said it was racist. Then he said it's not racist. It's just wrong. And then they went back to saying, but you need to realize how racist your wrong non-racist stuff is.
Yeah.
That was really clear.
You cleared it up. Thank you, Robbie.
Those people who want to be kind and we want to be respectful, it's difficult if y'all keep moving the standard.
When you
can't just declare that something is racist. You have to prove that it actually is.
Well, we didn't really get a clear example there.
No, we didn't.
We were kind of talking in hypothetical vagueness. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think a simple way to approach this is treat other people the same way you want to be treated.
Careful, because you know who said that. That's Jesus. You can get yourself in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm.
So did Captain Kangaroo.
Did he really? But he learned it probably from Jesus.
With them bangs.
But again, I think I saw this guy blinking torture to us.
Yes.
What
is his life like, you think?
You know what he did? He had one day.
You think he's ever won an argument? Ever?
Ever. Listen, he had a few drinks in him, and he wasn't thinking. And he told he got all and then all of a sudden he realized, wow, I'm still here. And now he's having to get on YouTube and give speeches like that.
You know he was forced to do that.
100%.
He did not want to do that.
Here's what you do.
Tell him about racism.
You can tell he's so used to being interrupted by her. Like he quickly racks up. Sorry, go ahead, ma'am. You wear the pants here.
Oh, my goodness. Whew, some things just aren't worth it. All right, so what was the other one that we had?
Number six.
Okay.
We have Dutch farmers who are out protesting the government's plans to nationalize and close down 3,000 farms. The reason? To fight global warming.
Now, I want you to think about that.
Look at all these tractors.
Has anybody scientifically proven that we need less farms in order to combat man-made global warming / climate change?
I tell you, if I had a farm and the government was trying to take it over, that's where I draw my line.
Well, you look at this protest. Now, think about this. We've decided that farming is evil.
Yeah, farming. Yeah.
Farming.
Well, farming let me evil. Ask you this, too. The same,
there was a this car is, in the middle of it.
Yeah, this is the same bunch that says cows are bad for the environment also, and they want you to be vegetarians. Don't we need those guys planting vegetables for you to eat?
If we're going to eat
vegetables, require a farm.
Where do you think vegetables come from? They don't grow on trees.
Well, sometimes. Well, let me say this.
That's funny, Bubba.
If we're going to eat, somebody's got to provide it.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, we can argue about what we're
going
to
eat. Somebody is going to drive a diesel tractor somewhere or we ain't eating.
Good gracious.
I tell you, that's much. They're so smart. They don't know what they're doing.
We're out of time, but the I thought he retired Fauci also reminds all of you around this wonderful time of year that you should restrict the population that you invite around you to strictly vaccinated people.
Sure. Okay. Even though they can still spread it, right?
Even though they can still catch it and give it to you.
Do you kind of hope a Christmas tree falls on Fauci?
I do.
Yeah.
And being a true narcissist, he said that he doesn't ever regret anything he's ever done.
No, of course not. Egomaniacs never regret anything.
Don't you know he's got some kin folks and they're like, oh my gosh, we ain't got to go to Fauci's house again, do we?
Welcome in.
I'm going to tell him I ain't vaccinated. He won't invite me.
Yeah.
He is science.
I renounce my vaccination.
Yeah. He is science.
No, he's not.
Don't you ever forget it.
No, he's not. He's inconsistent is what he is. Top of the hour. If you're leaving us, have a great weekend. Lord willing, we'll talk to you Monday.
Rick and Bubba.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba.